Now, what does this remind me of? It reminds me of like Pentecostal pastors, okay? Lady pastors in Pentecostal charismatic type churches. And it disgusts me, to be honest with you. I'm disgusted by female pastors. Let me just be quite honest with you. But let me tell you this. You know what disgusts me more than a female pastor? Is the man who sits in the pews listening to her.
Yep.
That's more disgusting than the female pastor. I mean, I hate the fact that there even exists a female pastor. But what disgusts me more than that is the man who sits in that service listening. Now, let me take it a step further. Let me show you a greater abomination, like Ezekiel said. This is a greater abomination than that. How about the man who sits in the pews and says amen to the female preacher? But you know what? This is the world in which we live in today, because you have Joel Osteen's wife preaching, and I'm sure there's a bunch of men, you know, so-called, in that stadium, just nodding their heads and loving it and just saying amen and just eating it up with fork and spoon. That's wicked, folks. Well, they're preaching the word of God. First of all, Joel Osteen's wife is a false prophet. Okay? She's married to a false prophet. Birds of a feather flock together. Okay? They're both vultures. But what we see here, and look, I'm not downplaying, I'm not down on any lady who knows the Bible. Ladies should know the Bible. The commandment to give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine is not just for men, it's for ladies as well. And I'm going to explain to you why it's important for women to know the Bible in just a bit. But let me just say this, I'm not down on that. What I'm down on is when women think they can usurp the authority of a man, step behind the pulpit, and preach the word of God. Okay?